Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Joining us to talk about this is John Hughes. He's the business manager of the International Brotherhood of Boilermakers. They're local 154. John joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dom.
Well, John, what part of the state are you headquartered in? Where are you?
We're right in downtown Pittsburgh. We're about maybe half a mile outside the city towards the airport side of town, west side of town.
Okay, so you're in a good spot because it's a little bit hard at times to translate to people how much prosperity fracking has brought us. We ought to be thankful nationally. It's helped to make us energy independent, essentially, which I never thought would happen. Give us a sense of what jumps out at you about what this process has done for Pennsylvania.
Well, Dom, the biggest thing I can bring to your attention, I'm sure you know and your listeners know, the Shell cracker plant that's being built in Potter County, Beaver County, PA. Before the COVID, they were up over 7,000 union construction workers. That's the biggest job in North America right now. And the COVID came, they shut down. Now they've reopened. They're manning up. We're back up to 6,000 construction workers. These guys are working 50 hours a week. Some of them working 6 days a week. Great job, good pay, sustaining jobs. We have our local. We have over 100 members down there. They've been there for a year, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, Dom, there's talk of another one of these coming. It's in Ohio, Belmont County, but it's still the tri-state area, the region here. So, this is work that we haven't seen in this area in 20 years, 30 years.
I don't doubt it. John, I was saving this for you. It's kind of a curveball, but I wanted you to hear it. So our Philadelphia Inquirer here, the newspaper of record for Philadelphia and arguably the state, one of the biggies, they put an opinion column in around all this. And the guy says, it's time to get away from these jobs, John. Fracking and fossil fuels, it's like a patriarchy. We need to get into areas. These make men feel better about themselves, and that's not a good thing. We need to be moving just into all things that are solar. This is too much toxic masculinity, he talks about.
Yeah. Well, one of the biggest arguments, Dom, and nobody from the green side wants to listen, is the Green New Deal, or any deal they have out there, it does not work without fossil fuel.
Right.
If you get up in the morning and you try to live your day without fossil fuel, one of my agents here, Sean Steffi, I know if you've talked to Sean on your couple of your shows, Sean's deal is try to leave your bedroom without fossil fuel. And it's pretty hard to even get dressed. You have shoes, you have clothes, you have gel on your hair, you have everything.
Hey, the gel, you got me at the gel. I'm not leaving home without that gel. I didn't know that was fossil fuel. Put me down for the Boilermakers. I'm sending a contribution. Keep that gel coming.
And then, to make windmills, to make solar panels, these are all very heavy fossil fuel industries. We're getting raw materials from, Bogota, all different places of the world. To get these fine raw materials to make all these cell phones. And, people, they don't think of the whole picture of it. And, as a boilermaker industry, we have technology with carbon capture. You know, right now there's a big carbon capture project out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're going to take a coal-fired power plant that was going to be shuttered in 22, and they're going to invest $1.4 billion and revamp this to a carbon capture sequestration plant. This plant will be around for 10 more years, Dom.
That's all good stuff. So when you hear Joe Biden, look, politicians get under pressure. He's under a lot of pressure on this, John. And he is formerly somebody who had an impeccable record with a lot of unions. But, you know, the manner in which he's had to turn this over to the radical element, AOC, Bernie Sanders, and to get the nomination, the way he's gone after the police, that's kind of been tarnished, I would think. So how did it feel when people started calling you and saying, is that true that you've endorsed Joe Biden?
Yeah, that was quite a shock to us. We were getting calls. My phone was calling all night. For the last 3 days, I've been on a few talk shows. I've been talking to a lot of different people. I can tell you, you know, as of sitting here at 10 o'clock this morning, Joe Biden was not endorsed by any Boilermakers in Pennsylvania. I know I talked to John Bland in 13, and I've talked to, you know, myself, my members. The Northeast section of the United States, the business managers, we are unanimously in support of Joe Biden. I'm sorry, of Donald Trump, not Joe Biden.
And why? And, why Trump? What is it that makes you support Trump, John?
Well, just the energy package alone. You know, the use of fossil fuels is pretty much what keeps the Boilermakers rolling. You know, we're into power plants, you know, the petrochemical industry, the gas plants, paper mills, anything that's heavy industrial, you know, the steel mills we still, and, you know, we're a little different than Philadelphia. We have a little bit of everything over here in Western Pennsylvania, and all we're asking for is let us use it all. You know, we don't want to depend on other states or other parts of the country. We can be, we are energy independent in Pennsylvania, and we can make the whole Northeast United States energy independent.
That makes sense. But, I mean, I'm a guy who thinks, too, renewables or solar and all these things, they're all part of the package, and we ought to continue to explore that. But, John, you've talked about the improvement, and Pittsburgh is an example. You know, back in the day, they used to show those pictures of Pittsburgh with the smog and all that. That has changed radically in what modern industry is doing around this stuff.
Yeah. The other big thing, Dom, you know, in the state of Pennsylvania, we're fighting against the government, the governor right now on the RGGI tax, the carbon tax. You know, it has the same implications as the Green New Deal. I mean, I represent some counties in West Virginia and some in Ohio. Down there, the power plants are going full blast. I have members from Indiana County driving down to Belmont County, down to Columbiana County in Ohio, Hancock County in West Virginia, because there's Boilermaker work, because West Virginia and Ohio are not interested in RGGI. They are going to stay, yeah, you know, energy dependent. We have it here. We have to use it.
I hear you. Well, John, thank you very much. I see why you're called upon, Matt. You're an easy guy to talk with, and we hope to call upon you again. Thanks for clarifying that today with us, though, John.
All right, Tom, and thanks for having the time to speak.
All right, that's John Hughes, who is the business manager of the Brotherhood of Boilermakers.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.